Georgette Hare, written by Jennifer Closter and read by Phillida Nash. Like the Watkinses, Georgette's paternal grandparents, George and Alice Hare, had also lived in the Lewisham area. They had moved to Eltham from Highgate in London when George was 10 and preparing to start at King's College School. The Hares lived in a house called the Chestnuts in Court Road, which was named for the magnificent chestnut tree in the garden into which, legend had it, the Black Prince had once nailed a horseshoe. In those days, the Hare and Watkins families lived only 2 miles apart, and both families attended the parish church of St. Peter's in Courtlands Road. It was probably here that George and Sylvia first met, although, as a 12-year-old schoolboy, George may not have taken much notice of 5-year-old Sylvia Watkins. Several years later, in 1895, the Hares moved into Tudor House, a large property next door to Fairfield, the Watkinses' family home, where George would have been a frequent visitor. When they did eventually marry, 20 years later, on the 10th of August, 1901, the wedding was at St. Peter's. By the time Georgette was born, her Hare grandparents had left Lewisham and retired to the seaside town of Worthing in Sussex. Although visits there were less frequent because of the distance, when the family did go to Sussex, it was usually for several weeks. Georgette's first big trip away from home was to Worthing when she was just 4 months old. On Christmas Eve, 1902, George and Sylvia took her to the seaside town by train. They spent nearly a month with Grand Pip and Grand Mim at their house in Broadwater Road. Georgette's grandfather, George Hare, was a Russian emigre, with a white beard and a thick foreign accent that he never lost. He spoke several European languages fluently, and on regular family trips abroad enthralled his children with his ability to switch effortlessly from one language to another each time they crossed into a new country. He ensured that his daughters, Inez, Ilma and Alice, as well as his son, George, learned French and German, and insisted on clear enunciation whenever they spoke English. Father and daughters were all musical, and young George grew up in a home where an evening's entertainment might include duets from Il Trovatore, a classical recital on the piano, or the family singing Russian folk songs together. George Hare was a passionate man and an affectionate father, who was described by his daughter Alice as being full of little pithy stories told in a purposely exaggerated, broken English, and very witty. He also had what his granddaughter described as a Russian fatalism, tempered by a sense of humour, which frequently found expression in all sorts of pranks and practical jokes. He loved to play tricks on unsuspecting friends and family members, and create havoc by introducing people to each other using made-up names.